Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
It's time to make our picks. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia. That, of course, is Dan Harris and Kyle Yates, and it's you. And today, it's about that full PPR. Ooh, that good feeling you get when you get that whole point for reception. Some people don't care for this, but you know what? I like it. It's fun. Points are fun. I understand the half. I don't understand the standard. But you know what? Today's mock draft is about that full PPR love, and we're going to give you that point per reception right here. All of the goodness you can possibly imagine in a little mock draft action between the three of us, which is always a good time. We all know when we get together, somehow Dan Harris will find a way to get the first round pick, even though the 1-1 overall somehow is supposed to be generated. I feel like Dan Harris is going to get the 1-1, Yates. Don't you always get that feeling? Why does it seem to always happen to us?
You know what? He created the draft room today, So I feel like there's something going on behind the scenes. He talked to one of the devs here at Fantasy Pros. He got it rigged. I feel like that is the clear and obvious answer.
Yeah, the Dan Harris bot is very strong in the draft wizard. Dan Harris, you know, you keep saying you don't let people, when we mock with it, pick their own spots and all that stuff. I thought today maybe you would, but no, you created it. It's going to be random again, as I hopefully you can catch those air quotes verbally through the podcast waves. But if not, of course, watch us on the YouTube channel. But Dan Harris, tell the truth here. I mean, is it random or is there a little something extra going on where maybe on the side you've worked out a deal?
No, I cheat in everything that I do. And you guys, look, if you want me to be the person in charge of creating the draft, and if you want me to be the person in charge of recording the draft for the YouTube channel, I'm just going to do what I want. So I'm going to take that first pick. No, I promise it is entirely random. And as people know in Discord, fastbros.com/chat, where I do a mock draft every day, I rarely get the first pick. I'm almost always at like 9 or 10. So again, I'm going to take this first pick and I'm going to love it, but it is random. You guys have fine spots also for you. Joey, you're 5. Yates, you're 4. That's good.
Yeah, it's great, says Mr. 1-1 every time. Mr. 1-1. I'm going to get a shirt there. Hashtag Mr. 1-1 for Dan Harris. Yeah, I'll can we get it. That on the shop? Let's go to Fantasy Pro Shop. Let's get that bad boy up there. In the meantime, I just want to let everybody know, today, of course, we're going to be using our multi-user draft software over on the Draft Wizard. You can check that out at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. It's a fantastic way to perform realistic mock drafts with all your friends or your enemies or your frenemies. It doesn't matter. Get a bunch of people together. This is draft season. Get your mock on, because the best thing you can be is prepared and flexible. And that's what the Draft Wizard allows you to do. It allows you to mock different strategies, back things out, work together, figure out how you want to approach your draft, or just have some fun with your friends and get ready for whatever the big time drafts you've got coming up this season. And again, that's only available at fantasypros.com/draftwizard in our mock draft lobby. And don't forget, this week, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. It is the Fantasy Football Festival of Friendship. It's going to be amazing. Dan Harris, Kyle Yates, myself, a cavalcade of guests. We have some of the biggest guests in the industry joining us. We got folks from NFL Network. We got folks from CBS. We got folks from the Indies. We got folks from everybody. It's going to be the WrestleMania, basically, of fantasy football. And what's so great about it is you can only see it on our YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe and click that little tiny beautiful bell for notifications at Fantasy Pros. Again, that's youtube.com/fantasypros. We're going to do mocks. We're going to do cram sessions. We're going to do reviews of players, busts, sleepers, everything you could possibly imagine. It's going to be beautiful, especially if you haven't been preparing much. This is when you cram it all in before the test. So once again, that's this Thursday coming up on the 19th, 10 a.m. Eastern. We begin 10 p.m. Eastern. It ends. So we want you to be a part of it. For 12 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever you can move us into, please spend some quality time with us, your friends of fantasy football right here at Fantasy Pros. Now, gentlemen, are you ready to begin this mock draft? And yeah, Dan Harris has randomized, quote unquote, again, the draft order. He is at the 1-1. I am at the 5 spot. Yates, I don't even see you. Are you on this board? Did he just kick you out of the draft? Where are
you? No, I'm at 4.
Oh, you're at 4, right ahead of me. Oh, this should be fun. Okay, good. All three of us in the top 5. I like this. So, Dan, why don't we kick things off here? And gee, I wonder who you're going to take here with the 1-1.
First of all, I'm thrown off by two things. Number one, that you used the word cavalcade.
It's a nice word.
I don't exactly know how to respond to that. Number two, that my 1-1 pick, Tim Tebow, was just released by the Jaguars. So I'm going to need to regroup. Throw a curveball.
Let me run to my rankings to adjust them.
We are counting down. I'm going to agree with 98% of our experts who think that Christian McCaffrey, again, this is two running backs, three wide receivers, and a flex. Nothing to think about here. Even in PPR, Christian McCaffrey is the 1-1. I don't know who the 2% of the experts are who are not taking him, but I'm going to take him. So no problem for me right there. Pick is made.
Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry go. So that brings up Yates, the verified one. At 104, Yates, what do you want to do here?
Derrick Henry going at 3 in a full PPR format is particularly interesting there.
Yeah.
Guys, I've got my RB2 still on the board, and especially in a PPR format. And there's also news that Latavius Murray might not be a lock for this roster. So Alvin Kamara, 350 touches in 2021. Who says no? Alvin Kamara here in a full PPR format. Man, sign me up. 104, my RB2. Yeah, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't do that. And now this is the problem. My favorite running back is not necessarily the perfect guy for this format. Everybody knows I love Nick Chubb, and I would still justify taking Nick Chubb here. Saquon, still kind of a tough sell for me at this very moment today in this mock. So I'm just going to keep it simple, stupid, and I'm going to go with Davante Adams here and just go ahead and take Davante. That's what I'm going to do. Let the man get paid. Let him have one more big year and then ride off into the sunset. And then I'm going to worry about running back with the next few picks here. And I'm just not a big fan of how that all, you know, works out there. Because I don't feel good about some of those other running backs where I feel confident. I feel confident in Adams. After Adams, Diggs goes, then Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley, Najee Harris. Oh my goodness. Boy, oh boy, the bots are good here at Fantasy Pros of the Wizard. Najee, 1-9 overall. Travis Kelce, Aaron Jones, and Nick Chubb at the turn. Then Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Swift, Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler, Calvin Ridley, back to me. Now, I could, of course, double up here in wide receiver in the PPR, but instead, no. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a little bit of, let's say, do I take the guy Yates wants just to piss off Yates for good television, or do I take the guy that I want? Oh, so frustrating here. Dan Harris, any advice here on this pick for me in 45 seconds? Do I go with my heart?
I strongly object. You cannot tap in Dan for advice on how to piss me off.
Oh, sure I can. You can object. I'm just
I mean, if there was ever a person to do that, it would
overruled.
Be Dan Harris that you would
thank
tap
you.
In. But
thank you. Thank you very much. I decline to help.
I'm
focused only on winning the draft from my end. And look, I disagreed with your first pick, my friend. Okay, I'd like Davante Adams. I'm going Zeke. Out of curiosity, Yates, would you have gone Zeke with the 5th pick there in the PPR league where Joe went?
I mean, it's so hard to pass up Davante Adams. It depends on what he does here. If he grabs a running back, then I'm fine with it. If he goes wide receiver, that is a...
No, it was just a matter of if I wanted to go Joe Mixon just to irritate you or not. But I just can't do it. I'm having Joe Mixon problems the last 2 weeks. I'm getting the yips when it comes to Mixon. So I'm going to go ahead and take Antonio Gibson here. That puts you on the clock. And I gave you your guy. So when you speak of me, Yates, speak well.
Yes, Joe Mixon is the pick here at my RB10. In half PPR rankings, he does get a little bit of a bump up, especially in PPR formats, because of that workload that he's going to get through the air. So there is no one else in this backfield. Chris Evans, you know, he looked fine in first preseason action. You've got Samaje Perine on this depth chart as well. That's not enough to take away from the workload of Joe Mixon. The only concern here is injuries, and there's no guarantee with any of these players that they're going to stay healthy, right? Christian McCaffrey was fully healthy until he wasn't last year. So Joe Mixon here at the 209 as my RB1. Love it.
Now, we can only imagine that Dan Harris will stay on brand and take a tight end here. Oh no, Darren Waller goes right before. Curses. What will Dan Harris do? This is his always 1-1 plan. We've seen this draft a million times here in Fantasy Pros. I know you all listen and watch the shows on YouTube. Dan Harris can't do his normal Christian McCaffrey, Darren Waller thing. DK Metcalf went right before Waller. Dan, are you okay? Can I get you something? Maybe a warm beverage, a tea or something?
I'm totally fine. This is more of an embarrassment of riches.
I'm fine. Oh, those your fajitas? I hear the bell for the fajitas.
Everything's fine. I have an embarrassment of riches. And I still, at this point, I'm not entirely sure what I like to do here. Look, there is, if I want to go running back, which, you know, it's probably a good idea because it's going to be a long wait, but whatever. There's obviously Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who I like very much. There are dominant wide receivers sitting here on the board in PPR, and there is still George Kittle. So I know one of the picks is probably going to be a wide receiver. And again, in PPR, could be AJ Brown, could be Jefferson, could be Keenan Allen. I will go with, we'll go with Jefferson. Okay, so we're going to go with Jefferson again, who doesn't really matter to me. Now the question becomes, do I take another wide receiver? Do I take an honor of our you know, tags down in Tennessee and take a little AJ Brown? My son would be very happy with that, even though this is mock and he has no idea. Keenan Allen in PPR, or do I go with George Kittle? I can do whatever I want. I'm taking Kittle. I'm going with the tight end. I'm sticking on brand. I have no difference between Kittle and Darren Waller. And I think I still have Kittle ranked second, although I flip-flop them every day just to keep our listeners guessing. But I'm fine to go Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, and George Kittle, and then we'll see what's available for me. But this is, you guys know me. This is the start I like to do from the one spot, which I get every time because I cheat.
Staying on brand. By the way, he keeps saying the phrase, I do what I want, and I keep having this vision of Eric Cartman back in the day in that dress, being the bad child on the Maury Povich show.
Eric Cartman is my hero.
Yeah, you're very, very much I do what I want there. Yeah. All right, Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes next, which, and I was really hoping he would make it back to me somehow. He did not. Keenan Allen, Yates, that puts you on the clock, and you've got a fair amount of wide receivers out there, obviously, in that elite group still. Running backs, you've already got Kamara and Joe Mixon, so where are you going next, my friend?
Yeah, this is crazy. AJ Brown is still on the board here at the 304.
I know.
Allen Robinson, Terry McLaurin, CeeDee Lamb, Robert Woods. I would be perfectly fine with any five of those receivers, so I'm just going to go with the guy who's ranked highest on my board. That's AJ Brown. Even though it is a PPR format where he might lose some value a little bit to like guys like Allen Robinson or even Robert Woods, it's still AJ Brown. And we could, even if Julio misses time with an injury, then the target totals for AJ Brown are going to be through the roof. So AJ Brown here at the 304 in a full PPR format, that is incredible value.
Gross. I was not going to pass him up if you didn't take him. Even though I took Adams, I'm fine with Adams and AJ Brown. That works perfectly fine for me as a start of a team. I will figure out running back. And I had this conversation just yesterday on Pat Mayo show. We were talking about, you know, you draft the board that comes to you, and that's just what you have to do. And early on, it's not that you want to go zero RB or zero wide receiver or zero anything. It's just you want to build core roster strength. You want to be great somewhere. And then you want to take value picks later on, guys with upside at those positions that can outperform ADP. And there's those guys at tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, all the positions there. So now I'm looking at Terry McLaurin, Allen Robinson, CeeDee Lamb, who I am a very big fan of, everybody knows. Running back-wise is David Montgomery, who I continue to support, even though I'm basically on an island, it feels like. But my goodness, this is very tough here. Allen Robinson is very steady. I'm going to go ahead and do something I don't usually do. I'm going to back off on the running back position, see what happens. I have a bad feeling that I'm going to hate this in retrospect. But you know what? I'm going to go here with the 53% suggestion. I'm going to go ahead and take a little Allen Robinson because I got a little excited this weekend about Justin Fields playing football sooner than later. So that makes me excited about Allen Robinson playing with a real quarterback, a real live quarterback. After that, let's continue to look at the board and how it unfolds after my pick, J.K. Dobbins, who I was seriously considering going right after, Terry McLaurin, Josh Allen, CeeDee Lamb, David Montgomery, and then the turn, Kyler Murray and Mike Evans, sweeping back, Miles Sanders, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, Robert Woods, Amari Cooper. That puts me back on the clock again. I'm a little mad because the running backs that I liked, I was hoping maybe I'd get Montgomery. I knew I wasn't going to get Dobbins. So yeah, so now I'm pissed off. I'm unhappy about how this has gone. And yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at. So looking at the wide receivers here, Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore, not really super excited there. Lamar Jackson still on the board. He's kind of like having a quarterback and a running back. Kind of seriously considering him here. Looking at the running backs available at this spot, it's Daryl Henderson, it's Mike Davis, it's Travis Etienne, who I'm a big fan of. But Travis Etienne is my second running back, gives me a little bit of pause. I don't see a second running back I like here. So you know what? I'm just not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to take the best player on the board, and that's Lamar Jackson. So be it. Give me my quarterback and my running back in one guy. That's right. That's called efficiency. That goes to you next here, Mr. Yates. 409, you're on the clock.
So you mentioned that there's not a running back that you like in this range, and there is one for me. You know, I've got Alvin Kamara, I've got Joe Mixon, but we talk about it all the time where running back depth dries up really quick. I mean, after this, you've got guys like Mike Davis, Travis Etienne, who are still fine picks, Miles Gaskin, who I was a little bit higher on before week one of the preseason.
We're not going to talk about that guy.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brown ruins everything.
Yeah, right, you don't need to go running back. You don't need to go running back here. Trust me. You want to go wide receiver. You have two running backs. Go wide receiver.
Don't listen to Dan Harris. He's something clearly else. Trying to say,
like, I am so confused at you giving me advice because I'm so skeptical and cautious.
You should be skeptical.
So I have talked about how I want pieces of the Los Angeles Rams offense. And with, you know, Robert Woods going at the 406, I would have loved if he would have fallen just a couple more picks. You know, I talked about, I was thinking of taking him in the third round. So I would have loved if he was there a couple more picks later, but Cooper Kupp still on the board here at the 409. I've talked about it. I want pieces of this offense. Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are going to be a 1A, 1B situation here for an offense that is about to take off. I will go Cooper Kupp here as my wide receiver too.
This is, I think, the biggest mistake people make in fantasy football. They panic and they go, okay, well, I'm in a spot now where I don't really love these guys as RB2s, but I need an RB2. No, you don't. You need to find somebody who plays above the fantasy league average. Lamar Jackson plays above the fantasy league average. Therefore, I make that pick. Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown paired together for Yates. After that, Daryl Henderson goes, Adam Thielen goes, and now Dan Harris goes for two picks in the end of the fourth and to begin the fifth.
So for the vast majority of Yates' diatribe there, I thought he was going with Daryl Henderson and not Cooper Kupp, which is what I didn't want. I wanted Henderson, who Yates then passed on, and then he got picked with the next pick. So I'm a little upset. Ordinarily, you guys know, probably a week ago, what I would have been doing right here would have been taking Miles Gaskin, and I would have been really loving it. And I dropped Miles Gaskin 11 spots in my rankings after what I saw.
Welcome.
Still my first Miami running back, but I talked about that in the kickoff. Go subscribe and check it out. But okay, so I'm at Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, and George Kittle. I'm not going to panic here. I am going to take who is a top player on my board, who is Deontay Johnson. I mean, the one thing that we know from that Steelers offense is Deontay Johnson's never leaving the field. He's still going to get plenty of volume, despite the fact that the Steelers are going to throw less. We may have questions about Claypool. We may have questions about Juju. We do not have questions about Deontay Johnson. I would be remiss here if I did not take another running back. We're going to be in the fifth. It's the first pick of the fifth round. And there is a guy who I still feel very comfortable as my RB2. I know, you know, I could go with Etienne here in a PPR league, but I'm going to go with Mike Davis, who, again, maybe long-term concerns, maybe he breaks down, maybe towards the end of the year when Atlanta falls out of it, they want to go to somebody younger. But as of right now, he's the guy. We've seen him factor into the passing game plenty. So in a PPR league especially, he's totally fine. So I'll take him. Deontay Johnson with the last pick of the fourth round. Mike Davis with the first pick of the fifth round.
Let's take a quick break from the show to tell you about Botchons, one of our sponsors. Now, Botchons is a very special new Japanese-American barbecue sauce. In fact, the name Botchon means granny, okay? And founder Justin Gill's sauce, Botchons, is inspired by his grandmother, so you know that it's good. Okay, it's grilling season in the Pizzapia household. Everybody knows that all year round. But football season's around the corner, and you want to bring a little bit of spice, a little something special and new to your tailgates this year. Botchons is the way to do it. It's got a bold, fresh flavor. It's BPA-free. It's got just 10 all-natural ingredients, and it's less viscous than, I would say, the regular tomato-based American barbecue sauces. So it's cool. It's different. It's going to give you a different kind of flavor. You can use it as a pizza topping. You can use it on noodles. You can marinate in it, dip in fries, whatever you want to do. Wings, of course you can do that. And what's cool about Bachan's is it's a family company, it's family inspired, and it's going to bring your family together as well. So right now, as grilling season continues, make sure you check out the great offer they're giving you at bachans.com/fantasypros. Again, use that promo code fantasypros at checkout for 20% off. Again, that's Bachan's, bachans.com/fantasypros, and use that code fantasypros to get your first bottle or 10. I don't know how many you want, but trust me, once you get one, you're not going to want to stop there. Again, that's bachans.com/fantasypros to get your 20% off. And grilling season never quits. After that, Team 2 takes Tyler Lockett, and then Team 3 selects Brandon Ayuk. That puts Yates back on the clock, and me in the hole waiting for Yates.
Can we agree that DJ Moore is your wide receiver 3 in a PPR format is just stealing? Like, it's just absolutely pure insanity.
The amount that Yates
hate the way this draft is falling to Yates. It's really frustrating.
This is horrific. This is my nightmare. Yates is, because everybody knows that Yates' failings is what I look for in our company. And he's absolutely destroying this draft.
Which is exactly what you want to hear from someone who's above you on the company.
That is what I do. Like, I wait for you to trip, and then I just jump in and say, I told you. You're crushing this draft, Yates, and I dislike it. So congratulations.
I did select DJ Moore for those on the podcast. Listening on the podcast, I did select DJ Moore as my wide receiver.
Well, you have. I mean, that's just a fantastic value there. So
love
you got your two running backs in Kamara and Mixon, and you got the three wide receivers in Brown, Kupp, and DJ Moore. And you know what? Exactly what I was hoping happened. Did happen. Travis Etienne still available. I'll go ahead and take him now. I'm happy that I took Lamar when I did. No regrets. And then, of course, Myles Gaskin goes right after. Yes, go ahead.
Can we talk about Travis Etienne after the first preseason game? Because people are going to see what happened with James Robinson and Carlos Hyde out there with the starters, and they're going to freak out about Travis Etienne. I am not freaking out about Travis Etienne. If I can get him at more of a discount now because of that uncertainty, sign me up.
So obnoxious that you're stealing my thunder for the kickoff tomorrow, my friend. But I love it. It's fine. You are correct. I love it. And that's a great, but both of you, DJ Moore right there and Travis Etienne in a PPR league, love both those picks at the spot in the fifth round. Great picks.
All right. I'm going to continue on to build my running backs because I didn't early. So now I'm going to have to make up for it here. And I'm going to go take Javonte Williams. I know what my eyes saw. And my eyes saw, explosiveness. Yes. He looks good. Denver likes to run the football. Oh, wait. You're kidding. Melvin Gordon's hurt? I've never heard of that happening before. That's stunning. Yeah, look, even if it's a 60-40 kind of thing, 60% of the Denver running game I will take as my flex option. I still think that's productive enough. By the way, after I selected ETN just to fly through before Yates' pick, Gaskin, Hockenson, Jamar Chase, Kyle Pitts, T. Higgins, Courtland Sutton. Then on the turn, Chase Claypool and Mark Andrews together. Going back, Juju, Odell, Jerry Jeudy, Tyler Boyd, Kenny Galladay, Robbie Anderson. We had six wide receivers in a row. Damn. All the guys that I liked, Anderson, Juju, Jeudy, all gone. So you know what? Taking the running back, that's where the value is. And this is why I'm happy I took Adams where I did.
That was 13 non-running backs in a row after Gaskin went, because you had the three wide receivers and all. Oh my, I had the three tight ends and all those wide receivers. Wow, that's a run. I like it. All right.
All right, verified one. You're up with a 609.
All right, so I've got Alvin Kamara, I've got Joe Mixon at my running back spot, then AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore. So now I'm going to start to fill out the depth spots on my roster. So I'm going to go with Kareem Hunt here, especially in a PPR format. To have as my RB3, I feel like I can plug him into my starting lineup if I need to for a bye week. But then also, he does come with upside if we do see something, you know, God forbid, happen to Nick Chubb. So the insurance there, the upside, but then also a safe floor, especially in a PPR format, to be my RB3. So Kareem Hunt at the 609.
Dak Prescott goes right after, which is a tremendous value in the sixth round. He has dropped a full round because of that arm condition. Give me that discount all day if you can get that discount on Dak Prescott. He's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Even if he's limited in that first game, that game wasn't going to go very well for them anyway with that Bucs defense, so I wouldn't freak out very much. Debo Samuel next. Dan Harris, you are on the clock for the 6-7 turn.
Yeah, nothing I am overly excited about at this spot. My team right now for my two running backs are McCaffrey and Mike Davis. My two wide receivers are Justin Jefferson and Deontay Johnson. And of course, I have George Kittle, which always is a little uncomfortable when you draft a tight end early because you just look at your team, your roster generally, and you're like, oh, this looks a little weird. I'm going to go with DJ Chark here. And again, he's battling injury, but he should be fine for the start of the season. And you know, spoiler alert, I like Marvin Jones a lot as well this year, but I do think that I expect good things from the passing game. And I'm going to go with another running back here. Again, I only have two right now. It's not the strongest crew, of course, after McCaffrey, because Mike Davis is a fine RB2. And in a PPR league, this is not a guy who I'm going after in half PPR. This is not a guy who I'm going after in standard leagues. But in a PPR league, I will go with Chase Edmonds here and feel fine about it. Again, I think James Conner is going to steal a lot of the goal line work, and you've got Kyler Murray is going to steal a lot of the goal line work. But in PPR format, Edmonds moves up my board pretty significantly. So I'm going to take him here as my RB3.
All right. So Edmonds goes, then Devontae Smith, then Michael Thomas still going. Team three, clearly not worried about the risk of Michael Thomas. We're going to have him on after the show and explain himself. Yes, there's a couple of your guys. I mean, we do enough drafts together where I know your guys out there. So I'm fascinated to see where you go with this next pick in the seventh round.
Well, this is super interesting because I could continue to load up on running back depth and grab Michael Carter here to be my RB4. I feel like that is fantastic value. But then I'm also looking at the fact that Russell Wilson is still sitting here in the seventh round. And I feel like that is tremendous value as well for an offense that, you know, we saw Russell Wilson be the QB1 in all of fantasy football last year through the first half of the year. And then as the offense started to become more predictable, defenses caught on, and we saw him trail off towards the end of last year. Seattle's made a ton of efforts to be able to rework that this offseason to become less predictable, have more answers on offense. So I feel like we could see Russell Wilson perform as a top three quarterback again this year. I've got him at like QB6, I think, off the top of my head. So here in the seventh round, man, I just don't, you know what, I'm going to take Russ here because I don't want to have to worry about quarterback. If I can get this value on Russell Wilson here in the seventh round, I'm going to take that every day.
I think that's a tremendous value there. I love it. And you know what else I love too? I'm starting to feel real comfortable with Antonio Brown as my third wide receiver. That's right. This is where I've gotten to in life. I'm just there. I'm here. Let's go. Tom Brady's going to throw for at least, you know, 4,300 yards again this year, somewhere in that range. And Antonio Brown, I think, is going to be one of his favorite guys. And I know it's going to be frustrating some weeks, but as a wide receiver three, I want a little bit of floor, which I think he offers, but he's also got upside. Antonio Brown still has a lot of upside. And that's the thing, the rest of this group, you know, Chenault is, I know, a very sexy, trendy pick, but once again, we haven't really seen him on the grand stage. He has injury problems. Will Fuller is going to miss the first game. I like Will Fuller here, but once again, it's that whole thing. Do I take Antonio Brown and that talent? And I have to say yes over him, over Brandon Cooks in that situation. Those are the wide receivers out there. I'm going to go ahead and take AB, and I'll go to war with Allen Robinson, AB, and Davante Adams. Boy, could you imagine like 2 years ago if I told you that was a wide receiving core for a team that you could have on one team? It's impossible, but so be it. After that, Aaron Rodgers goes, Gallup, Pittman, Brandon Cooks, LaVisca Chenault, Jarvis Landry, Logan Thomas, and Corey Davis at the turn. Coming back around at 8-2, you've got Will Fuller, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, little QB run, Curtis Samuel, Tom Brady. Boy, oh boy, James Robinson goes, Yates, you must feel real good about that Russell Wilson pick because there was a run on the quarterback position. Let's take a break from the mock draft action to tell you about Top Prop. Want to know what got me hooked on fantasy sports? It was initially the smack talk in the competition with friends, and I've been obsessed ever since. And if you enjoy that fierce competition just as much as I do, then I'm excited to introduce you to Top Prop, a new and growing game in the fantasy space that allows you to take your fantasy leagues to the next level. Top Prop allows you to create head-to-head contests with real money with your league mates in your existing season-long leagues based on your active rosters. Is your buddy talking too much trash? Are you confident in your roster this week? Well, challenge your league mates at any point in the week. Yes, this could be a Thursday afternoon or your full roster versus their full roster. Sweating out a tense one-on-one Monday night battle, all of it works here. You could challenge your league mates then too. Top Prop allows you more flexibility with your current fantasy roster and league. No more one week, just one matchup mentality. It's your team. Create the contest that you want to see. And this process is easy to get started. Import your league from ESPN or Yahoo. Step two, invite your league mates. Step three, create contests and get the smack talk going. Go to topropsports.com and sign up to take your league to the next level today. Use promo code FANTASYPROS and you will be eligible for a lot of great prizes like a Christian McCaffrey signed jersey, NFL game tickets, and a whole lot more. Again, go to topropsports.com. The code is FANTASYPROS. Now, back to the draft. Looking right now at the wide receivers, Darnell Mooney, Marquise Brown, Jalen Waddle, all still out there. Mike Williams as well. The running backs out there, when it comes back to me, Michael Carter, Damian Harris, still guys out there. Trey Sermon, Ronald Jones. But you know what? I'm going to keep pounding on that wide receiver door. I've already got Robinson. Mooney would have been a guy I would take, but since I have Robinson already, instead I'm going to go ahead and take Jaylen Waddle here with a little upside there in the slot. So just in case Antonio Brown throws another party and he misses some time, at least I've got another guy with a lot of talent, Jaylen Waddle. Boy, oh boy, Yates, what a difference a couple weeks makes in terms of ADP, right? Eighth round now for Waddle. We were getting that guy in the 12th a couple weeks ago. Not so much the case. All right, 809, Yates, you're up on the clock.
This has to be the easiest pick in the world.
I mean, once again,
I was debating between Michael Carter and Russell Wilson last round. Michael Carter is still here on the board. Yeah, I'm running this one up to the podium, so to speak. Michael Carter here.
Everything is coming up Millhouse for Kyle Yates today in this draft. Michael Carter goes to him. Trey Sermon next. Tannehill right before Dan Harris. That's got to be crushing for you, Dan.
Insert the John Ralphio, the word, gift that we could do right now, because I was considering taking a quarterback at the last spot. Now, Wilson would not have been my choice, to be honest. I'm fading Wilson a little bit this year. I have made, so I would have taken Rodgers over him, and I also would have taken Justin Herbert over him. But I was like, all right, whatever. We'll see. I can probably wait. And then Wilson went, and then Rodgers went, and then Herbert went, and then Hurts went, and then Brady went, and then Tannehill went. So I'm a little upset at this point. So I have to sort of think about, do I take the last quarterback that I feel comfortable with as my QB1 in a single QB league? And that is Matthew Stafford. And again, you might be like, well, I think everybody I'm looking at our board has a quarterback right now, but I see way too many people taking backup quarterbacks. And then
you take your best friend, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is gone, bud.
He's gone too. That's right.
He's gone with Team 10, who is my nemesis.
Team 10 took him, and that's right. That was quite a run. Wow.
It was quite a run. And now, by the way, I have to figure out exactly who I want to take. So this is totally fine. I feel fine with this. Okay. So I think ordinarily I do have Marvin Jones ranked higher. Yeah, I'm taking him. Relax, clock. I do have Marvin Jones ranked higher than Mike Williams, but because I'm already on DJ Chark, there are just so many so many times you can dip your toe into that water. So now I'm looking at, this is really bad, okay? Because I do have, the reason it's bad is because I have one quarterback, actually a single quarterback, that I feel comfortable starting as my QB1 because I'm fading Joe Burrow, okay? Because I'm concerned about the injury. And it is Matthew Stafford. I'm plenty comfortable with him. That's it, though. Everybody else on the board, I think, unless I'm missing somebody, has a quarterback. So do I roll the dice and gamble that none of these bastards is going to take a backup quarterback, or do I just take the quarterback? Joe, you know how I play. I play scared. I play safe. I'm going to draft Matthew Stafford here, even though it's probably not the right choice, but I will not be left with Joe Burrow or Lawrence as my QB1. I just won't. Stafford, I'm very high on this year. Feel comfortable with him. So I'm taking Matthew Stafford at the turn.
Well, and this is a perfect example of, you can absolutely wait till you can't wait anymore and end up with Matt Stafford or Ryan Tannehill and be perfectly fine at the quarterback position. If there's not a guy that moves the needle like Lamar or Kyler Murray or Josh Allen, who comes at a good value, or even where Yates ended up going out with his quarterback, and Russell Wilson the 7th is a really good value considering what he offers, you can absolutely wait, end up with Matt Stafford, and be in a good position. I might have rolled the dice personally.
I'm sure nobody's going to take a backup QB now, but it is something where, honestly, I've looked at this closely. I've thought about it a lot. I've done a ton of mock drafts. I do not feel comfortable with my team if I go beyond Matthew Stafford in a single quarterback league. I really don't. I could roll the dice and take, Lance.
Well, you could do the Cousins, Trey Lance.
I could do that. But Stafford could be a top 7 QB pretty easily. Yes. So I'm just going with it right now. I feel good. I'm sorry I was talking so much, because I would have called out Yates's pick right there, because you know where he's going.
Once again, this is just like perfect scenario. You better pick from the 4 in every draft, Yates.
We joke about number one. I don't know, man. Look at Yates' draft from number 4, man. Go with 4 right there. Explain your pick.
Darnell Mooney is your selection. Go ahead, Yates. Talk about it.
Yeah, so as a wide receiver 3, I probably wouldn't be comfortable with Darnell Mooney, but you don't have to draft him there. You can get him here as a wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5. I think that he is going to be heavily involved with Andy Dalton as the quarterback, but then you talked about it with your Allen Robinson pick, Joe, like saying that the sky's the limit for what Mooney can be with Justin Fields at quarterback. You know, being able to push the ball deep downfield, that's where Mooney can really shine. Mm-hmm. He's got some wheels on him. So yeah, as my wide receiver 4, I'm not going to need to start him, but I can if I need to, if Justin Fields starts, earlier than we're expecting.
What I hate about being in the middle of the draft is basically you're at the mercy of all the runs in each direction. It's terrible. Give me the turn, give me the top. The middle always sucks. But the good thing about being in the middle is you can, although you might not have a ton of superstars necessarily, sometimes you can get creative in terms of depth. So I'm going to keep going with depth here, and I'm going to go ahead and take Damian Harris as my running back four, which is pretty much where I'd want to take that guy. And now I can play matchups. Now I can look around. My wide receiver core being Adams, Allen Robinson, Brown, and Jalen Waddle. Feel very good about that. And then I got Gibson. I got Etienne. I got Williams. I got Harris. Young running backs, young legs. I don't want to deal with these old guys who can't play the position where we're just hoping that they hang on for another year. After I make the Harris selection, Ruggs, Melvin Gordon, Mecole Hardman, David Johnson, Leonard Fournette, Marquise Brown, Zach Moss, and Ronald Jones. Jones was the other guy I was considering there. Then going through here, Noah Fant, A.J. Dillon, Kenyon Drake, Dallas Goedert, James Conner, Robert Tonyan. So quite a little bit of a run of tight end there, which makes me a little worried. So I'm going to go ahead and continue on with this run, and I'm going to take my dude, Jonnu Smith. That's right. Let's go. I'm not as big of a Higbee guy. Yates, I'll leave you the Higbee. I know you Thank like you. Him, so you won't be too upset there. But I'm going to take Jonnu Smith instead. So I'm going to double up here. Yates, is it Higbee for you? You're going to wait now. And, you know, Dan Harris does have a tight end after all.
Yeah, as soon as you said you're going to take tight end, I went, shoot. But you took Jonnu Smith, who, let's be clear, I love the Jonnu Smith selection, but I do have Tyler Higbee ranked above him this year. I love what Higbee can do in this offense. And I talked about it with Cooper Kupp. I don't need to break that down a ton, but it's I want pieces of this offense. So to be able to get Tyler Higbee here as my starting tight end, who I've got as a top eight tight end this year in the back end of the 10th round, love it.
Six of the 11 picks this round have been tight ends. Just want to throw that out there. This bot is a fascinating one that we got today. Russell Gage and Irv Smith go back to back. Dan Harris, you are up for 10-11.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about George Kittle right now. But yeah, I do like the Tyler Higbee pick. I like all of Yates' pick. This is the worst draft I've ever been in. Okay, so I will point out that nobody took a backup quarterback. Now, I don't know if somebody would have taken Matthew Stafford as a backup quarterback, but I don't care. I'm totally fine with it. I feel fine with both of my picks in this round. I am going to take Jamal Williams, who, again, you know, I think DeAndre Swift is supposed to return to practice today, if I'm not mistaken, but we obviously haven't seen him. And even if we do, we know kind of, you know, we've heard the comments from Anthony Lynn, and we know how he likes to run his offenses. So I'm fine there. I said that I was going to pass on Marvin Jones in the last time, even though I have him ranked. And again, I talked about this a lot in the kickoff, the difference in where all of us rank all these players. I'm very high on Marvin Jones. I loved what I saw in the first preseason game. And again, there was no DJ Chark. But this is something, and you guys may think this is a dumb strategy, but this is something I do sometimes. It's almost like handcuffing a wide receiver a little bit in that if Chark does get injured, if, you know, he's injured right now, but if he's, you know,
or if he's just
injured,
not the guy.
Maybe or if he's not the guy, but I trust enough. But yeah, you can see, by the way, guys, if you watch that game, like, I don't know, man. Lawrence looked very comfortable with a guy like Marvin Jones, who's going to be a factor near the goal line. He's got 9 touchdowns in 3 of the last 4 seasons, and he wrestles the ball away. He's a guy who's sort of like a quarterback's best friend. So I think this could be a great season for Marvin Jones. I really do. And even though I have DJ Chark, I'm willing to sort of almost handcuff it because one of those two guys, I'm confident, is going to be a valuable guy that you can start every single week. So I'll take Jones here in the 11th round. I'm very confident in that.
Dan, when you look at the board in retrospect after taking Stafford, you had that huge tight end run, which worked in your favor for sure. Is there anybody else that you got really upset with? Like, I would have done that instead and then taken Matthew Stafford. Because, I mean, I thought the Williams and Jones pick was really good value where you got him.
I feel really, really happy about getting Williams and Jones. Now, obviously, it's a PPR league. You assume that DeAndre Swift's going to take most of the passing down work for the running backs. That's fine. If I knew Matthew Stafford would be there, obviously, I wouldn't have taken him there. And I might have gone with somebody like Raheem Mostert or something like that. But really, I'm pretty happy with the way it went. You're right, because of the run. I got a little screwed by that quarterback run, but I had a benefit of the fact that there was a tight end run. So, you know, with the uncertainty, I'd do the exact same thing over knowing who fell to me.
All right. After that selection, two more guys go off the board, Gus Edwards, Devin Singletary, and then verified one, you made your selection with another running back.
Yeah, I went with pure upside. I do not need Tony Pollard to start at any point this season. If I do, then my team has gone in the pooper. But Tony Pollard here, pure upside pick that if something, again, God forbid, but if something were to happen to Ezekiel Elliott, we're talking about a top 5 scoring offense. that and the starting running back for that team. So Tony Pollard, especially in a PPR, I think that he could be a bye week fill-in option too, because he's going to be involved enough. So yeah, Tony Pollard here in the 11th round.
Let's take a quick break from the draft to tell you about IP Vanish. What is IP Vanish? It's a virtual private network, or a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. What you're reading, what you're searching, what you're watching, whatever it is you're doing. That's important because what you're doing on the internet is no one's business but yours. IP Vanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. For listeners of the show, IP Vanish is offering an incredible 65% off. That's $349 for the first month, $31.49 for the year. Here's what you get with IP Vanish: an anonymous IP address, circumvent online censorship, get protection while using public Wi-Fi, and remember, with IP Vanish, all your data is encrypted, plus you get that 24/7 support. All you got to do is go to ipvanish.com/pros to claim your 65% savings. Again, that's ipvanish.com/pros. Plan starting at $349 a month or $31.49 for the entire year. And they've got great ratings online as well. So go to ipvanish.com/pros today and use that discounted code. All right, let's go ahead and let's take Elijah Moore here, just some wide receiver depth here. Yep. Let's give it another week, see how things go here for the young quarterback in New York with the Jets. After that selection for me, the rest of the board flies through: J.D. McKissick, Nyheim Hines, Rashad Penny, Yates' favorite guy, Latavius Murray, Tariq Cohen, Alexander Mattison, Philip Lindsay. Quite a running back run there, seven in a row. Then Cole Beasley. This is the run draft. Boy, oh boy.
This Cole happened Beasley. The last time we did something where it was just like, I don't know if it's like the AI sort of like adapts to what we're doing. They're like, these guys are waiting. These guys are waiting. We're going to pound this position or something. I love it.
James White, T.Y. Hilton, who I was considering, I just couldn't do it. Jameson Crowder, Tevin Coleman, Jalen Reagor, and Giovanni Bernard. So now it comes back to me once again, and I kind of feel like reaching here, and I'm going to get the reach alert, and I just don't care. Once again, you don't take a whole lot out of preseason, but what I do take is certain small things that could be really productive, especially guys that you want to prove themselves. And this is starting to look a little bit more like a dynasty team when I'm starting to look at my roster. It's a young man's game. I know that. So give me Amon-Ra St. Brown here. I'm going to reach. I don't care if I get the reach alert. It didn't give me a reach alert. Hot dog. Look at that, baby. Amon-Ra St. Brown for me. Once again, trying to build some wide receiver depth. I like what I saw. And look, one of the few things that you could say Jared Goff did well in his time in Los Angeles was throw the ball to Cooper Kupp. It looked very reminiscent of what I saw there. And I assume that you really like that pick too, Yates, from your reaction.
Yes, I had literally just added Amon-Ra St. Brown to my queue.
Well, he didn't last there very long, did he?
Nope. It's funny watching his tape at USC. I compared him to another former USC wide receiver, and that was Robert Woods. And Robert Woods, obviously, with his time in Los Angeles, and Jared Goff loved him, targeted him heavily. So it makes complete sense that Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to be a factor in this offense out of the slot. Love it. All right, for me, the 1209 pick, I'm going upside again. And we've talked about this, Joe, where we've said, you know, two quarterbacks this year, I might actually be in favor of it here.
Don't.
And to be able to get a guy who I think is going to be a top 10 quarterback because he's going to be starting sooner rather than later. Loved what I saw, obviously, in week one of the preseason. Trey Lance from the San Francisco 49ers. Welcome to the squad.
Trade bait. I love it. Let's go. Trey Lance allows you look and imagine if Trey Lance is really good, the haul you can get for Russell Wilson if there's a quarterback injury, right, or somebody plays poorly at the position. Let's say Hurts doesn't become the guy people hope, all of a sudden you've got a lot of trade capital, a lot of leverage to get better somewhere else. Good pick here towards the end for sure. Kenneth Gainwell goes next. Jacoby Myers after that to team two. Dan Harris, you have your remaining two picks now, the 12th and beginning the 13th round.
That's a great pick, Yates. That would have been my pick. I think back, by the way, shout out to my brother-in-law who had never played fantasy football. I don't know how many, whenever Cam's rookie year was, whatever that year was, and he drafted Matthew Stafford kind of early as his quarterback in the single QB league. And with like his last pick, he took Newton in his rookie year. And Newton was dominant and he, you know, basically won the league because of that pick. So I think when you have the upside like that, you can make that pick, which is basically what I'm going to do right now and pivot off Lance and go with Justin Fields, who does not have quite the upside of Lance, because I don't think there's really a chance it'll start right off the bat. But I was going to take Lance as well, Yates, because I think that that's worth it. And now, look, I've my depth at running back is fine. My depth at wide receiver is fine. There's no particular position that I'm like, oh, I really got to hammer this. So I'm just going to take the extremely, extremely unexciting Nelson Agholor right now. You know, again, I know most people go for upside right here, but at this point with 13 rounds, there's still people who can help you as a bye week filler week in and week out. Agholor kind of fits that bill for me. So I'm going to take him here as my wide receiver six, I think, or six. So it's fine with me.
Was it your sixth? You sure?
My wide receiver nine. Right,
okay.
Now, niner.
Just want to be sure. Niner. Is there a niner in there somewhere? Daryl right. Williams next. Mike Gesicki next. Then it goes back to you, Yates. 1304. Close up shop.
I love that Daryl Williams pick, by the way, for the bot. Daryl Williams, we need to be talking more about him because he does come with ridiculous upside if something were to happen to CEH. So my last pick here, looking at wide receiver, because I've only got four of them so far. So the guys that I have queued up are Tre'Quan Smith, Rondale Moore, potentially just despite Dan, but he doesn't have any picks left, so I won't do that. Paris Campbell is another guy who I am looking at, especially with this is my last pick. So these guys, I want the potential. I want to take just a dart throw and then see what happens in week one. If they do not come out and perform the way that I want them to or that I expected them to, then I can cut them and I can go pick up a guy who did. So Paris Campbell is definitely someone that I'm eyeing. I'm going to go a little bit further down here, though, and I'm going to take a player that I loved coming out of South Carolina in the 2020 NFL draft. He is getting a ton of hype. He didn't even play with the starters in the first preseason game because he is locked in as a starter, and that is Bryan Edwards here, the wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. As my last pick, oh, I only had 4 seconds left on the clock. I didn't see that.
Good thing you did.
So Bryan Edwards as my final pick here, 1304. If he comes out and gets the target share that I think he could in week one, then I've got a rock-solid roster.
I've got some best ball shares of Bryan Edwards real late in a couple drafts. So interesting to see what happens here. Real quick, has the Callaway camp soured you at all on Tre'Quan Smith's value?
I was going to talk about that. So
I'm here. I pick up the slack where you fall off dramatically.
It has a little bit with Marquez Callaway, and especially too, because Tre'Quan Smith has been banged up. He hasn't been practicing. So I think that's part of it. Where I don't want to go overboard with Marquez Callaway, but in a dynasty league, I'm picking up Marquez Callaway if he's still available, because there is the potential that he comes out as the wide receiver one in this offense while Michael Thomas is out. But I still do like Tre'Quan Smith over him.
I just want to say to both of you, shame. Shame on both of you. Ooh. Trey Lance and Justin Fields ahead of the one overall pick in the draft this year, Trevor Lawrence. Shame on you both. Trevor Lawrence has the job. You know he's going to have the job. How dare you? How dare you speculate like that? Maybe
we have our QBs, man. Like you have. Russell Wilson.
I love Trey Lance as much as Yates. Almost. I don't have the stuffed, you know, action figure guy that I go to bed with every night like he does. But still, you know, remember those pillow buddies back in the day? Those wrestling guys.
Yes,
like I feel like we need to get a Trey Lance version of that for Yates for 2021. But you know, like right now, I mean, still Trevor Lawrence on the board. You got to look at that. All right. So now let's look at the grades here. C+ for me. Once again, the draft wizard, thoroughly unimpressed. I'm sure the Joe Pizzapia bot will enjoy my draft, but
check it out. Yeah.
Yates, how about you? How'd you come out from this one?
This actually might be the highest grade that I have ever gotten from the draft wizard. Like, and
I'm glad
not
we have it on
kidding.
Camera so you can hold it over us forever.
This is an A- for me, a 92 out of 100. Normally the draft wizard and ECR and all that, it hates my grades. It hates my drafts, but this one absolutely loved it. And it's not hard to see why.
All right, Team 7 came out number 1, Yates came out number 2. Dan Harris, you came out number 3. You lost the draft to Yates. I mean,
I did.
That's the way I look at it. This is a loss.
Yeah. I also got an A-, but a 90 out of 100, not a 92. On the bright side, we have now a tab, thanks to our outstanding dev team, that you can look at the various experts. And Joe Pizzapia gave me an A+, with a 97
out
of 100.
That's it. You could die happy. If Joe Pizzapia gives you an A+, that is it. It is so difficult to get a good grade for me because, again, I want to challenge you out there. I'm not just giving away A's here. This is not a participation class. I want you to be good. So
also, your rankings are garbage, so it makes me feel worse that I did well with you. No,
Gates gave me a B+, so I don't
right,
know.
That's fair. I would like to make this as clear as possible because I insult Yates like 60% of the time I'm on a podcast. Yates crushed this draft. I loved his draft almost from start to finish. Like every instinct that he had about when to make a move, when not to make a move was correct. And I liked his picks a lot. So I lost this draft by coming in third, but Yates had a better draft than me. Well done, Yates.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry if that makes you feel uncomfortable that I'm paying you a compliment. I know
I'm not used to it, so.
I was going to say, I think you make him more uncomfortable than if you were to make fun of him. Like, right. he's saying, thank you? So, All right, let's run down what you had, Dan Harris. Take us through the roster and what it looks like, starting with the quarterback and Matt Stafford.
Okay, so I am going to sort it by team. There we go. Matthew Stafford is my quarterback. My two running backs are Christian McCaffrey and Mike Davis. My three wide receivers are Justin Jefferson, Deontay Johnson, and DJ Chark. My tight end is, of course, George Kittle. My flex is Chase Edmonds. Bench, Mike Williams, Jamal Williams, Marvin Jones, Justin Fields, and Nelson Aguilar. The one thing I will say with this draft, and it's something that I really think that people need to do whenever they are doing a mock draft or whenever they are using our draft assistant, is use our cheat sheet creator. Because, I mean, you mentioned Rondale Moore, Yates, at the end when I took Nelson Aguilar. That was just because he wasn't high enough in expert rankings, because I'm about 15 spots higher, and I didn't have him at the forefront of my mind. If I had a cheat sheet for a PPR league, I will know where it is. It will show my cheat sheet and my rankings, and I will know to take them. So that's the one thing that makes a draft beneficial, I think, when you use, again, the cheat sheet creator. But I'm pretty happy with this in the PPR league. Like, I didn't nail everything. I made the mistake on the quarterback and everything like that. I fully admit that. And I got sniped a couple times where I had to be like, oh, God, what am I doing? But I do think that I'm plenty happy to go to war with this team in a PPR league.
Yates, how about your team? I mean, geez, it's pretty good, man. You definitely took advantage. I'm going to try to my best to throw some cold water on something here, but it's even a struggle for me, I got to tell you.
So good. I got to shout out our dev team, too, because once I was looking at it by round, the draft board by round, and then when you said, Joe, like, all right, let's start at quarterback, when you were talking to Dan, I was like, ah, crap, okay, well, I got to find where that is. Just a little tap, right
just
up there.
Just a little tap.
You changed it.
Just
super easy. Dev team, you're killing it.
Right here. All right. So nice little tab right there. Maybe
quarterback
tab
for me, I'm just going to talk. Quarterback, Russell Wilson. Running back, Alvin Kamara and Joe Mixon. Wide receivers as the starters, A.J. Brown, Cooper Kupp, D.J. Moore, Tyler Higbee as my tight end. In the flex, I've got Kareem Hunt right now, Michael Carter, Darnell Mooney, Tony Pollard, Trey Lance, and then Bryan Edwards to round it out.
Dan, come on, let's find something negative here.
The worst part is
Joe Mixon's gonna get hurt again. There you go.
Fine. It was almost every single time that I was contemplating one of my picks at one at the turn, Yates managed to get him at, you know, a few picks later. Every time I love this. I do not have a single criticism. Like, I'll force one in that I don't have Russell Wilson ranked there. I have Rodgers, I believe, ahead of him in my rankings. I have Herbert ahead of him just because I'm fading him a little bit. That's my criticism, I guess. But no, great draft. I really would not have changed almost anything.
The danger of this roster I can only see is Mixon injury again, which, again, you can't go into the year, you know, just thinking.
But he's my RB2.
But he's your RB2, which is what I keep saying, right? I don't feel good about him as my RB1, which is why I took Gibson over him, because that was my RB1 conversation. Like, I just can't go with Mixon again like I did last year and even other years in previous years, as Mixon is as a very key piece. I just can't do it in terms of roster construction. If Kareem Hunt fades into the background, if Michael Carter does not potentially do well in this offense or separate himself, or the offense as a whole is disappointing, if Tony Pollard is just, you know, bench fodder basically and he never gets an opportunity, that's the only thing that could go wrong here with this team is the running backs. I'm trying to find something.
I got one. Okay. I mean, it's the worst draft I've ever seen. I'm just
all right.
Kidding.
Here you go.
So
nice.
Here's the deal. He doesn't, like, Yates, your wide receiver depth, I will just say, like, it's not huge right
now. Who cares? Look at the threes.
Hold on. No, I get it. But if A.J. Brown goes down with an injury, right? He missed a couple games at the beginning of last year, and he's obviously was battling through an injury. He's superhuman. If Kupp goes down, if D.J. Moore goes down, his backup wide receivers are Darnell Mooney, who we all like, right?
Yeah,
but it's still very unproven. And Bryan Edwards, who, again, so we all like, but is pretty unproven.
The thought process with that, too, was as I was going through the draft, I was looking at, like, adding to my wide receiver depth, because I hit running back early on, and then in the mid rounds, I want to really, like, just hammer home wide receivers. And as I was looking at the board, I'm like, there's no one here that I really want to take. And so I was just going to go, all right, Michael Carter is still sitting there. I'm taking Michael Carter in that spot. Looking at those players that were still available, Tony Pollard in the 11th round or whatever I took him, like, I'm not going to take a wide receiver there when there's Tony Pollard. And this is something, too, like, when you're going into your draft, you don't need to reach for positions of need. You can still trade after your draft. Like, you can still trade and figure out other positions and try to balance out your roster. But taking the value where it's at allows you to be able to have more valuable trade chips to trade with. So I think that's kind of the philosophy there. This is not, you know, a mock draft. Obviously, we're not taking this team as much as I would love to. We're not taking this team into our actual draft, into our actual league. But, you know, so the conversation ends there. But in your actual draft, is what we're trying to do is prepare you for it. You're able to take these pieces and then trade them away to try to balance out your roster a little bit. So if I can trade away a Michael Carter in week one or two because he comes out as a starter, or, you know, Kareem Hunt has a really good game or whatever, I can trade him away and then I can go get a valuable wide receiver to be that depth piece.
Draft talent. That's what you got to do. Worry about the rest later. Draft talent always. Yates, you can hold all these straws that Dan and I are grabbing at trying to find some negatives on your team while I go through mine. I've got Lamar Jackson at the top there, Antonio Gibson, Travis Etienne, Devontae Adams, Allen Robinson. That's not a bad little duo. Then I've got Antonio Brown, Jonnu Smith at the flex spot, Javonte Williams, Damian Harris, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Waddle, Elijah Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I like this team. Again,
I do too. Depth. I like this team.
I would go to war with this team, absolutely. I think I would be the annoying team in this league, where you look at, you go, I could beat that team, and then you get a big fat L at the end of the week sometimes. I think that's what you want to look at.
Joe, is there anything you would have done differently when you look back at your draft? I mean, you took Adams with the fifth pick. I'm not saying that that's wrong necessarily. It's not what I would do. I would take Zeke personally. Still,
right, and I would take Chubb personally, but like, it's just a matter of
PPR, you'd still take
Chubb. In the PPR, I would. I was taking that risk to see what the bot would do with Chubb and Najee Harris in the PPR, because sometimes one of those guys makes it back in not quite there, but sometimes you see Najee go all the way about where Gibson went. It does happen sometimes. Now, again, did not happen here. I took the risk. I just, you know what? The thing with that Adams is I'm trying to build something where, you know, Adams had so much touchdown upside last year. He had so many targets last year. It's just, I don't see any of that changing. Like, I don't see the structure of that team with Green Bay changing of how they do things, because nobody could stop it last year, and I don't think anybody's going to stop it this year.
Yeah.
But no, there's lots of ways you can go through. Typically, you know, Dan, we've done a lot of mocks together all the time. I hit running back early and often. I'm that guy. But I don't know, man. I don't feel as safe with Zeke as everybody else does. I'm just not there. So I feel safer with Adams. And this is not the first time I've rolled with Adams. I think a couple weeks ago, I was at the sixth spot with the four of us, and I took Adams to begin.
Can I ask why you feel safer with Devontae Adams over Ezekiel Elliott? Because Zeke, like, is that durability? Because Zeke's played 16 games. Like, he's played a ton over the past several years. He's been one of the most reliable running backs. And Devontae Adams has been known to miss games here or there.
Absolutely.
So and I've hammered him in the past. Or is that just the state of the offense with Dallas? What's your concern there?
It's my knowledge of the running back position that once you hit that 4 years, that there starts to be drop off. It's typical with most running backs.
Okay.
And it's that whole thing. I started to see a little of that. And the problem we saw last year with it, and Tags has thrown out so many great numbers about the inefficiencies of Ezekiel Elliott, right? And all of us can, unfortunately, attribute that to Dak Prescott being out. But what if it wasn't just that? What if it's more than that? And when you factor in the mileage this running back has had in his career on himself in the NFL and in college, I think that's a lot right now. And typically what we see is these guys hit a wall at a certain time, a certain juncture, and I'd rather be out a year early than in on a first round pick and then have it ruin my season. That's kind of where I'm at with Zeke. I don't feel as confident. If I get him at a discount, at 7, okay, maybe there, because I feel better about where I can back it up. But 5 is tough. I mean, I would love to see a healthy Saquon Barkley preseason game. That would probably make me feel better about actually taking Barkley over him, to tell you the truth, just because he's younger, despite him coming off a major injury. It's more the age for me than anything at this point, which is a great conversation to have, because these are the conversations we know all of you are having with yourselves internally as you stare and obsess at your draft spot over and over again. And the only way to get out of that obsession and to come out with a good plan is the Draft Wizard. Go to fantasypros.com/draftwizard. Run your mock drafts. Run your simulations. Make sure you upgrade to the premium products we offer as well. So that way, like Dan's saying, you can have the cheat sheets and the draft assistant with you in the draft. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fantasy Pros, because not only can you listen to all the podcasts, you can watch them. We've got a ton of other rankings videos, bust videos, sleeper videos. Everything going on right now is happening at the YouTube channel, including Thursday, the 19th of August, from 10 to 10. That's right, 10 to 10 Eastern, starting in the morning, going all the way to the wee hours, past Yates' bedtime at 10 p.m. We are going to be running the Fantasy Football Fest here at Fantasy Pros. Huge guests, incredible content, wall-to-wall fantasy football for you, because that's how we roll here at Fantasy Pros. So make sure you subscribe to YouTube channel Fantasy Pros. Click that notifications button just in case you forget that it's Thursday the 19th. But why would you? Because you know that's appointment viewing, appointment listening. Make sure you get in there and join the festival of fantasy football. I want to thank all the sponsors of today's show. And of course, that's Bachan's. Don't forget that best barbecue sauce you're ever going to try in your whole life. Go to bachans.com/fantasypros to get 20% off. Again, use that promo code fantasypros for 20% off at Bachan's, that Japanese barbecue sauce that goes good with everything. Family, friends, food, all at the table together. Don't forget about Top Prop, where the smack talk and fantasy and wagering against your fantasy all comes together. That's right. Go to topropsports.com, sign up today, and you might win a Christian McCaffrey signed jersey when you do. Again, use that promo code FantasyPros at topropsports.com. And of course, don't forget about IP Vanish. You want to make sure that you have the opportunity to keep your internet activity private? Well, go to ipvanish.com/pros to claim your 65% off savings today. And again, they've got plans starting at just $349 for a month and $31.49 for the entire year. That's ipvanish.com/pros. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Yates and Dan Harris, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.